Hello? Aaron White?
Hello, this is Aaron.
Hi, Aaron. This is Derek. Called you yesterday. We did a survey. You told me to call you back some other day.
What is this? Political survey?
No, this is basically attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. I love your answers are confidential, so let me just go ahead here. I think we left out, but what is the highest level of school you have completed and the highest degree you have received?
Okay, yeah, I'm happy to help. I'm just curious, like, are you at a university or something?
Oh, the name of the company is Metro Research. Basically, this is opinions over attitudes.
What is the information used for?
Through the, like, the things that are going on Atlanta right now.
Okay. Is it just marketing? Like, is it advertising or what?
Basically, it's just like a survey that it's going on with what's going on in the Atlanta city, like the streets, stuff like the municipals and all that.
Is it commissioned to the city of Atlanta?
No, I don't know that information. They just give us a survey so we can complete it, and that way they won't affect, like, my questions, the concerns that is going on. But basically, this is confidential. I mean, nothing's going to go up. Everything else is just the answer. The questions that I ask and the answers that you do, they will be confidential.
Okay, and what's the company, your company?
Metro Research.
Okay. All right. Sorry, one second.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, I can answer. Maybe I might not answer all of them, but
all right.
Okay.
Good deal. All right. So what is the highest level of school you have completed and the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's, okay. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Nope. I'm not.
Okay. And what is your race?
I'm white.
Okay. And from whom did you vote in 2020 general election, president? Were you not able to vote?
I voted for Biden.
Biden. Okay. Are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many people, or you're not registered?
Yeah, I'm registered.
Okay. And below is a list of issues. Please select three that are most important to you. I'm gonna name them out to you, and just tell me which one is the one that's more concerned. The first one is immigration. Second one, inflation and cost of living, crime, racism and discrimination, education, abortion access, public transportation, climate change and the environment, and jobs and the economy and traffic.
I'd say climate change, probably.
Climate change, okay. Two more. You can select like two more.
Oh, I'd say jobs in the economy and then education.
Education, okay. And when thinking about the directions in which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? The first one is the city of Atlanta.
I'm satisfied.
You're satisfied? Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And the Atlanta region?
I guess no opinion, really.
No opinion? Okay. Well, I don't have that one. Just very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied. Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied, then.
Somewhat satisfied. Okay. And Georgia?
Dissatisfied.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now I would like you to rate how you feel about some people, some groups of people, ideas using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 meaning very warm and favorable towards them, 5 meaning that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, and 0 meaning that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or never heard of that people or group, you can let me know as well. The first
so
one is
10, 10 is 10 is very satisfied.
10 means you feel very warm and favorable.
Okay.
And 5 meaning that you feel very neither warm or cold, neutral.
Okay.
Okay. So the first one is the Atlanta Police Department.
8.
8. Okay. And artificial intelligence company?
2.
2. Uber and Lyft?
8.
Marta Trains?
10.
And Governor Brian Kemp?
0.
Okay. And Atlanta Beltline?
10.
10. And the Major Andrew Dickens?
8.
8. And the Atlanta City Council?
5.
5. And electric scooters?
5.
5. Okay. How do, would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? Is it major problem, minor, or not a problem at all?
I'd say minor for me.
Minor. And how frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Rarely.
Rarely. How familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline at facilities?
Very familiar.
And how frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month?
3.
Few?
3 times.
3 times?
Yeah.
Okay, that'll be a few times a week. Now, based on what you know and what you heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
A positive.
Positive? Very or somewhat?
Very.
Very. Now, what's the first word or phrase that comes to your mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline?
Transformative.
All right. And next question is, how are a few statements after each one? Please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 meaning that you neither agree or disagree, 0 meaning that you strongly disagree with the statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. The first statement is, as Martha says, that Martha says they're working on projects, but I never see them complete anything.
Ten is
I strongly agree. Yes.
7.
And the second one says public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood.
0.
Okay. I feel safe riding Martha.
10.
And fifth one, I can't easily get to places I want to go in Atlanta public transportation system.
10. Ernest, sorry, no. I'd say 5 on that.
5?
Yep.
Adding more highway will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better?
Well, I'd say 0.
0. And quality of Atlanta road is getting worse?
Two.
And crime and serious problems on Martha and Atlanta buses?
Sorry, what was that?
Crime is a serious problem on Martha and Atlanta buses.
Is a 5, like, I'd say a... No, I do not. 2.
All right. Move forward. Which of the following statements do you agree with most? The first one is, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off our roadways. Or statement B, this is statement A and B. I'm just reading it out to you, and let me know which one do you think is the best. Which following statements I agree with most? The B says we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out our micro mobility systems, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bike scooters and self-driving cars.
I'm really sorry to make you read those again. Can you read those again?
Certainly. The first one says we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out comprehensive public transportation systems, which will take more cars off our roadways. Or same in B, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problems by building out our micro mobility systems, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bike scooters and self-driving cars.
The A.
Strongly or somewhat A?
Somewhat A.
Okay. Now, just moving forward, this will be like a few policies that city leaders might consider from when trying to get address the Atlanta area's traffic problems. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly prioritize and policy and wants to see if it implemented right away. 5 meaning somewhat prioritize the policy and feel like warm towards it. Or 0 meaning that do not prioritize the policy at all and wants to see it implemented. Or you may use a number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. Now, the first one says expanding the streetcar systems in the city.
Yeah, I agree with that. 10.
10. Strongly. And second one, adding more buses stops in less wealthy neighborhoods.
10.
10. And adding more security to MARTA stops.
10.
10. And then adding additional MARTA stations around Atlanta.
10.
Building more bike lanes for e-bikes and scooters.
10.
And adding light rail to the belt line.
10. Henry, let's take off your shoes, okay, when you go inside.
All right. Incentivizing housing development close to public transit.
Go on, potty. 10.
And prioritizing the pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths.
10.
All right. Now, how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, with which places pedestrian-friendly light rail alongside the Beltline Trail?
Very familiar.
Very. And based on what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly? Yeah. As you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan would expand 22 miles of light rail transit alongside the existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline Transit would line up with the existing future MARTA stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. Now, based on what you just heard, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I support it.
Very strongly or somewhat?
Strongly, yeah. Very strongly.
All right. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Atlanta Beltline. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means very convincing statement, 5 meaning you feel neither convincing or unconvincing, 0 meaning not at all convincing statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10. First one says, when complete, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will link together all Atlanta's neighborhoods, allowing people from all over the city to enjoy access to job opportunities, entertainment, and recreation the Beltline offers. On a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
All right. Atlanta Freeway have some of the worst congestion in the country, with millions of people spending countless hours stuck in traffic every day. The only way to permanently fix our traffic is to expand public transportation, getting people off their cars and off their roadways. Projects like Beltline Transit will help fix our congestions and make Atlanta a better city.
10.
And the Beltline development is a major economic driver in the city, providing billions of dollars in investment and tens of thousands of good jobs. But many of those jobs are not easily accessible to people from less affluent neighborhoods. Beltline Transit ensures that everyone in the city can take advantage of our economic prosperity by easily commuting from their neighborhoods to their workplace.
10.
10? All right. We're almost done here. Once again, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I support it. 10.
Strongly?
Strongly, yep.
All right. Now the last statements here are on a scale from 0 to 10, which 10 means very concerning statement about the Beltline, 5 meaning that you feel somewhat concerning, or 0 meaning that you're not all concerned statement about it. Now, the first statement says that at $2.5 billion, the Beltline trains is way too expensive. We all know that this big project always runs over budgets. And who's to say whether it won't cost 3 or 4 or even $5 billion of our tax dollars? Assuming it's very actually completed, we need public transit that builds on what works, not these unrealistic plans that won't work.
I don't agree.
No, not at all concerned, or somewhat concerning, or
well,
very
somewhat concerned. Somewhat concerned.
Okay. Now the Beltline train is just going to exacerbate Atlanta's crime and violence problems. Martha is completely unsafe at the moment with a shooting happening at Martha stations on a regular basis. Instead of this train, we should use these funds to make our existing trains and bus stops safer for everyone to use.
Not concerned.
Okay, not at all. Now, the Beltline itself is a major driver for gentrification and pushing longtime black and brown Atlantans out of their homes. Every year, the cost of rent goes up as a broke town interest pour money into turning our neighborhoods into places where new people from the suburbs would feel more comfortable. This train is just another project that will displace older long-term residents. We got to take back our city and say no to gentrification.
I mean, slightly agree. No, actually, no, I don't agree.
Not at all concerning?
No, not concerning.
Okay. Now, the last time, based on what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Yeah.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
All right. The last few questions, statistical purposes only. How long have you lived in Atlanta?
Well, on and off for 30 years, but permanently for the past 10 years.
Okay. Which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? It says here, the first one, heterosexual, straight, lesbian, or gay, bisexual, or something else?
Straight.
Now, are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
I'm married.
Married? Okay. Are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Politics today, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Democrat.
All right. Do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not
strong Democrat?
Strong. Now, which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, stay-at-home parent, student?
Full-time.
And last year, 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Less than $24.99 or $25 or $35 or $44 or $45 or $54, $55, $64 or $65, $74, $75, $84, $85, $99 and up?
$99 and up.
Okay. Now, this concludes our service. Thank you very much for your participation. You have yourself a good evening.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.